you want to go through what I just talked about with other people, or you're going through family things, or you want to build a business, or, you know, you have things that you see in your future that you don't have support around yet. You need this. We need networks. We need community. This can be used for anything, right? This can be for your social life. This can be for your friendships. This can be for your business. You guys have to start thinking of your life in terms of the long game. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I've got some exciting stuff going on. And before we start this podcast, that is going to be about 7 ways to build your dream network. You're going to need that, you guys. Your network is so incredibly important. I've been getting asked a lot of questions about how to build a network. I want to tell you about an event that is happening on June 3rd in Scottsdale, Arizona. It is a 1-day workshop about expanding your brand and your network. And I'll be announcing my extremely amazing, incredible, I don't know, celebrity partner that I am like giddy to announce, you guys. I'll be announcing her via text message. You're gonna die. Like, you're literally gonna lose your shit. I can't wait to announce this person. But before I do that, you got to get on the text list, you guys. So if you want to know about this event, this is an all-day workshop. We're going to be going literally all day about how to expand your brand, how to expand your network. You're going to be leaving with a network of the right women for your business. If you have ever wanted to do a podcast, event, mastermind, profitable events, if you want to know about PR, if you want to learn how to be more confident in your sales, if you want to be able to ask an expert's panel about your pricing or what you should be doing, you guys, this is the day that you do not want to miss. Picture just like the most epic freaking women's event ever, but mixed with all of the tangible things that you need. If you want to grow your text list and email list, like, we essentially open up about everything that we do behind our businesses, and also just how to build an incredible community and what does it look like to make a brand that people know, like, trust, not just know, like, and trust, but love, you guys. So if you want to know more about this day, I'm telling you, we have very few spots. So what we're doing is we're getting you guys all on a VIP text list. We're going to launch the early bird pricing only to this text list. So if you want the lowest pricing, you have to be on this list. So what you're going to do is you're going to text the word workshop to 310-496-8363. You have to text the word workshop to 310-496-8363, and that will get you on the VIP text list for the lowest pricing that you can possibly get for this event. So mark your calendars, June 3rd. It's going to be like one of the best days of your life, because it's going to be one of the best days of my life. And I thrive putting on events. I thrive hosting events. You guys know that I am all about how much value can we possibly pack in so that you guys leave feeling like you have your next steps in a network. And truly, when I tell you who's hosting this with me, you're going to freak the F out. So I can't wait for that, but it will be announced via text message. So go over there and do that right now. And I can't wait to see you there, because we get to spend the day together. Like, truly. In our purpose, talking about our purpose, connecting with other people who are living out their purpose. Like, there's no better way to spend a day. And I'm telling you already, who is on this text list, like, I just hope that every single one of these women comes into this room, because I'm like, I can't wait for you to connect to all of these other people on this text list and really leave with an incredible network. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. But life updates, man, it has been crazy around here. I'm doing a big pivot in my business. I've been talking about it. I'm going to share a lot more on it. I'm going to go really deep on a podcast about everything that went down, about where we are right now with the pivot, the launch, the new direction. Couldn't be more excited, actually. Couldn't feel more aligned. Couldn't feel like it's exactly what is needed right now. And it is a product that I truly am so in love with. I've been using it every day. It's been changing my life. You're gonna, like, I can't. I literally cannot, because I feel like it's just divine timing, and it's gonna make your life so much easier and make you feel so much better. maybe even make your skin look so much better. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to announce it yet, but it's coming next couple weeks. It's going to be so talked about. It's going to be a podcast that is going to be like, it's going to blow your mind what I've been going through the last 2 years. And I know that it's going to help you on your journey and give you all of the permission to just freaking go for it on your dreams. What else? Let's see. Chris's mom has been staying out here for the past couple months. My parents came out and they've just been here a month. We've been doing family things, hosting all the parties. It's been pretty crazy. And on top of that, I don't share this often because if I'm being quite honest, I don't want my journey to be wound around other people's opinions, ideas, and input. So I have been going through, Chris and I have been trying to, I know if you listen to the podcast, you know this, but Chris and I have been trying to have a baby for probably the past 3 to 4 years, maybe more than that now. And we've decided to kind of take it into our own hands and get science involved. So we've been on the retrieval process, and this is my second retrieval. The first one, unfortunately, did not work out the way that we had hoped. So this is my second retrieval. I actually go in for retrieval tomorrow. But I will tell you, it's been up and down and all around and beautiful and hard and all of the things because the hormones are a little cray cray. So I actually am on my last day and I go in tomorrow for retrieval. So I have done all the learning too. I didn't even know what this meant before I started on this journey. I was like, what? Like, what are we talking about? Like, what is my cycle? Like, this is freaking crazy. So I've learned more about my body and more about retrieval, women's health, everything that all of these women that I always see online going through. And let me tell you, it has been so eye-opening on, you know, the journeys that I typically see online. And it has given me so much compassion and it's given me so much gratitude for all of these people who, you know, the doctors and the nurses and just the families that go through all of this and who are on this journey. So with that said, I'm very excited to have tomorrow be my day to stop injecting myself and getting blood drawn frequently. So there's that. So anyway, I don't share too much because like I said, if I seem a little awkward sharing, it is because it's kind of a private journey for me because I want to go on the journey without having a lot of other, you know, opinions involved. Like, oh, this is hard. Oh, this is terrible. Oh my God, I hate injecting myself. This is awful. I really want it to just be something that I keep as positive as an attitude as possible around it. I know everyone's journey is different, but there is a lot of things that I do keep to myself for that reason. And I do, you know, there is a point right now where I feel like I'm like being so weird, but it's like I want people to know, but I also want people to know if you want that journey to be private. And if you are, you know, having your own, if you feel like these are things that you don't want to share, there's things in your life that you don't want to share, don't feel like you have to, you don't have to. You know, I've been going through this for like 4 years, not sharing a darn thing. And I'm so happy that I did it that way. Because I share it with my really close friends and that's it. But I think at this point that we're getting, you know, closer to an end result that I feel like opening up a tiny bit and just saying, hey, here's where I'm at, but I don't want to talk about it is kind of just where I'm at. So random. Hey y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out, Motivation with Brendon Burchard. I know you're gonna love it. I'm obsessed. But anyway, let's get into the show, because I want you to build your network for where you're at, whether it is a network where you want to go through what I just talked about with other people, or you're going through family things, or you want to build a business, or, you know, you have things that you see in your future that you don't have support around yet. You need this. We need networks. We need community. This can be used for anything, right? This can be for your social life. This can be for your friendships. This can be for your business. You guys have to start thinking of your life in terms of the long game, because a lot of people are going to listen to this podcast and say, you know, I want a network, but that's going to take too long, or they're not going to be willing to invest in it. And your network is always going to change. In fact, right now I'm building a brand new network of people who have done products. So I'm starting kind of at square one of building another network of people who have had products. So with that said, I'm a beginner again too. So welcome. We're both beginners in a new arena, because you probably have a current network, but it's not serving where you're going. Right? They were a beautiful network for where you have been and what you have done, and you built that. So I want you to just acknowledge, like, hey, look who's around me. I created this. I'm proud of this, but now I need to go somewhere else. So you've done it once, you're going to do it again. Maybe you've done it more than once, you're going to do it multiple times throughout your life. So building a network involves establishing relationships with other people who are in your profession or who have the same goals. And I want to give you some steps so that you can start building that network for your business. And like I said, if you don't have a business, think of this. Your job today is to translate what I'm saying into how this could be for your social life or friends. Number one, you have to identify your goals. So you have to determine kind of the goals of what you want, for your business, and what type of network that you would need in order to help you achieve those goals, right? So number two, you have to attend industry events. So around that thing that you're doing, you have to go and find the events. So Google searches can do this. Outreaches to your social media can do this. Going and searching different pages on Facebook can do this. Going and finding people who are in that industry and asking them in the DMs, or going and scrolling down their page, even if it's a year or two, and looking at every single event and conference that they have been to. Follow that page, reach out to that conference, see when their next one is, go to that website. This is what I do. This is what I do, right? This is, you become like an FBI agent for your network. I'm like, I gotta figure this shit out. So I am gonna go and creep for like 2-3 hours until I find everything I should be doing right now for myself to move forward and network in these events. So you wanna attend these conferences. You wanna go to the trade shows. You want to go to any other events that are related to this in your industry. And the best part is also trying to find local events if you don't yet have the cash to be traveling to the big ones. And by the way, when I was in network marketing, like, you should have heard the stories about people selling their couches or their refrigerators to go to these things, because they were like, I'm in dire need. I need to go be around these people. I know how important this is. And sometimes when your back is up against the wall, or when you go and sell a couple things, maybe you sell a handbag on Poshmark, I don't know, like, go do something to attend these things, because your future is dependent on what you do right now and what events you are at, right? Okay, number three, join professional organizations. Join something related to your industry. It's a great way to meet other professionals. You know, sometimes there's these different networking events. There's business and networking events, B&I. You guys can join different things. You can ask different local cohorts. You can go on LinkedIn and see what's around you. Go try to join things so that you can be around the people who are doing the things and have the contacts that you need. Number four, connect on social media. Use your platform, any platform, IG, Facebook, go get a LinkedIn to connect with other professionals in your field. You want to join different groups as well. Start seeing what they're talking about, and not just that, start chiming in. So even if it's someone who's maybe an author or who's written a book, or someone who helps write books, go start commenting on their stuff, like, daily. Go start showing up in their feed. Go start sharing their stuff so that you show up as valuable, so that maybe you get on their radar. And this is all things that have to be scheduled in your calendar. Because if you're like, yeah, I'm going to do all this, Lori, I wrote the 7 things down. Great. Now put them in your calendar and repeat that for the next 6 months. I promise you, you're going to get some great ideas and some good people in your future network. Number five, collaborate with other businesses. Is there anyone else who's at your level right now on Instagram or LinkedIn or, wherever, Facebook, that you guys could go and do some things together? Where could you create a win-win, or where could you create a giveaway? Does someone have a product that you could give away on your page and they could give away your product on their page, or you guys could go together and do some giveaway so that you guys could start collaborating? Is there an event where you could go to help out, volunteer, go see how it's run, maybe have your product ad or whatever this looks like, go offer to speak for free? How could you collaborate and offer a win-win scenario to get in front of their audience, right? Number six, you got to be proactive. You can't wait for opportunities to come to you. You need to go brainstorm. You need to throw ideas out, just like I just said in the last one, right? Like, hey, do you need a speaker? I'd love to do it for free. What do your people need to learn? Let me go and teach this. This is my zone of genius. Go be proactive and put yourself out there and offer your services and skills to people. Allow yourself to get rejected. Like, yes, they're going to say no. Of course they're going to say no if you do this, but you need to do it more often because eventually you're going to get a yes. Take the initiative to reach out to people, reach out to other professionals, reach out to businesses. When you're going and getting a smoothie from that business, could they maybe carry your product? Are they doing any live events? Could you go and speak there and create a little mini live event with 10 to 15 people at this juice shop and say it's a wellness day if it relates to your particular arena or zone of genius, right? These are all ideas. Go be a brainstorm machine. Go play stupid idea time. Say, hey, you know what? Stupid idea time. I love your business. I'm obsessed. I'd love to collaborate. Here's some opportunities I think that could be really cool. Let me know if this would work. I could bring some new eyes into your shop. You know, this could be helpful for me, obviously, because I get to use your space. Like, go play stupid idea time with someone and let them know, I see the value in you. I would love to bring value as well. How could we make this a win-win? What are your goals? What do you need right now? What is something we could do to create something that could be awesome together to get more of the community here? Number seven, follow up. I want number seven just to be follow up. I literally just want to say 70 times under number seven, follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up. Because in network marketing, I wouldn't even close somebody until I talked to them. Most likely, it was usually over seven times. So if you're like, I feel annoying on the third email, good luck, because you'll never make it in this. Like, go ahead, follow up five more times, then we'll talk, right? Follow up 15 more times, then we'll talk. So you got to have your follow-ups planned. Like, I had a whiteboard that I would keep up in a calendar where I would put little check marks around how many times I followed up. So I knew who I talked to the prior week, 2 weeks before that, 3 weeks before that, 4 weeks before that. And I would be like, okay, all right, if they haven't, you know, gotten back to me over this period of time, then I'm just going to move on from these people. But it wasn't until like time 15, I would just be annoying, be the squeaky wheel, follow up, but do it in a way that isn't every single day. Obviously, give them a little bit of time and be like, hey, I know you said you were interested. If they weren't interested, please don't. If they're like, dude, don't, like, stop this. I'm going to get a restraining order. Or like, dude, this is not for me. For real, leave them alone if they were an abrupt, firm no. If they said they're interested, though, when you follow up, all you have to say is, hey, I know about your goals. I want to remind you about your goals right now. You said X, Y, and Z. You said this is what you want for yourself in 6 months. So if you want to do that, we need to get on this now, or we need to do this, or you need to get this, or we need to get together. Follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up. All right. I'm sending you guys so much love. I hope that you have the most amazing day. And again, I would love to see you at that workshop. So go over there right now and text the word workshop to 310-496-8363. And until next time, I'm so grateful for you. Earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right,
Not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.